This is iRock with Rockstars, hosted by Ryan from iRock 93.5.
All right, we're talking with Sleep Theory. I told you I was just going to hit record and start talking to you guys. Yeah, that's it. We're going. We're off and running, man.
We're not preparing. We're not doing anything. We're going right into it.
You guys get off the tour bus, and it's like, let's go. Let's talk. Because you're busy because you got to get back to sleep because, yeah, you're out on tour. You're working it right now, aren't you?
Yeah.
All right, I guess we should actually introduce ourselves first here because we got Sleep Theory in the house with us. Thank you guys for joining us.
Yeah, thank
you.
Welcome, guys.
Thank you for having us. What's up?
Ben, I'm the drummer for Sleep Theory.
I'm Cullen, and I'm vocals.
Wait, Cullen? That's not what you told me.
Casey White.
I am Paolo, bass player from Sleep Theory.
And I'm Daniel. I play guitar.
Sweet. So first question is, how did you guys all meet? Because, I mean, you've been doing this now for 2 years, about, give or take?
Yeah, it's been a studio project for 3 years.
Okay.
But probably about a year in, me and Paolo.
2021. Facebook Market, man.
Nice.
Yep. Wow.
It works, huh?
I know.
Usually I only see, used mattresses on there.
Yeah, right? and everybody still has other kidneys. And one lost a kidney.
Well, yeah, it was Facebook Marketplace, and he was trying to...
I'm buying a mic because I'm planning to, stream games and all that stuff. And then I met one of his mutual friends. And next thing you know, we met at a birthday party. And he saw me singing... playing guitar, and he was like...
And I was like, dude, you gotta come to the studio. He was like, oh, man, I'll do photography for free. I was like, no. I need you to, do so. He was like, no, man, I peer pressured him.
Sure.
Yeah, he definitely pressured me.
He plays guitar, he plays drums, he plays piano, he sings, he's a videographer, photographer. And, I was like, dude, what's it just to pick up a...
Sure.
What's one more?
Wow.
Shoot.
Yeah. And then
next thing you know, I met these two guys, right?
Right.
Yep.
We worked together, did work together.
Yeah.
And I was training him, and somehow we got into talking about music and all that. And he was like, yeah, man, I'm in this band. We actually just opened the spot, for a drummer, because they did have a drummer before. And I was like, I play drums. I was like, yeah. And so I went through a 3-month process of trying out. And then.
Wait, these two just meet on Marketplace. Yeah. They're like, okay, yeah, we're in a band. And you had to try out for 3 months?
I know.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
You went to a rabbit hole, guys.
What in the world, guys?
I met Daniel. He's about 2.5 years old when I was born.
We're brothers.
No, I was like, wait a minute. That doesn't even sound right. You guys are almost...
You guys look
identical. I thought you were twins.
Yeah,
we do. 3 years apart.
And then you're just like, oh, we used to work together. I'm like, all right, that's nuts.
We worked there too.
Yeah.
Daniel worked at the same job.
I love the way he explained how Paolo... Because you missed it. You missed the whole part of how Paolo pitched the band to you.
Yeah, he pitched it like a garage band.
I'm not good at explaining stuff. Paolo, so I was like, yeah, we got...
He was like, me and my buddy, we're in the band and we're making music. I'm like, oh, cool, man. Me too. He's like, yeah, we're looking for a drummer. You want to be in? I'm like, oh, man, I might just keep doing my thing. And he shows me another way, the start of another way. I'm like... What the heck?
Yeah.
Okay, it's different now.
He completely
for real.
Paolo completely underpitched it to us.
Yeah. I love giving people surprises.
Huge surprise.
Daniel getting in the band, he started as a tech and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Stage. And then the spot opened up for a guitarist, and, it made sense because we grew up playing rock.
Yeah, there's chemistry all over this group, and with that chemistry, it made us to be connectively better. Is that a word? Yeah,
yeah,
kind of like that.
For sure.
Yeah,
sweet
science.
So what I'm hearing though is you're not the guy for the 30-second elevator pitch. That's, no. That's not you. Okay.
No.
So, no. It took me a while to get
He's
on.
He's not the Sears Tower elevator pitch, I don't think.
So, as people discover Sleep Theory, who's the one that walks out and in 30 seconds says, this is who we are, this is what we do?
I guess that would be me.
All right. Yeah. So what then is your elevator pitch for someone that's just listening right now to the first 3 minutes of this thing that hasn't heard us playing Numb yet that goes, why should I be down with Sleep Theory?
Well, I would say it's just because, like, we're a group of genuine guys. I mean, we like to make music. We like to be ourselves, and, like, we like to have fun doing it. Like, I think the goal for this band, which we were talking about earlier, is it's great that we're being able to go on tour with Shinedown because they are the band that we aspire to be like. You know, they're just great guys. They're down to earth. They take care of their people. They take care of us. We're a new band. And they're just like, yo, like, whatever you need, whatever you want, you know, anything, we got you.
That's cool.
And, like, we aspire to be like that. You know, we have music out, and we get videos and messages from everybody. We get videos of kids, like, singing the song. And that means a lot, you know, to know that, you know, kids are listening to our song. Because, you know, when we were growing up, we had those bands that we listened to. It's just like, oh, this is childhood for me. This is this and that. Now we can be childhood for some of those kids, you know. And we don't want to be a band where, like, parents have to listen to it and be like, oh, that's Sleep Theory. Like, that's that song. Turn that off. Like, you can't listen to that.
Sure.
You know, like, it means a lot that we can be an example to not only, you know, older adults, you know, but kids too.
And so you're out right now with Shinedown. And I think this is right. You guys are playing in Iowa tomorrow night at the Jones County Fair.
We're actually hanging on that one. We're just chilling.
You're not on that one. Okay. No, I wasn't sure if you were on that one. I know I've been seeing you're in Green Bay. You're in Madison two nights ago,
yes.
I think.
Yep.
Which yeah. was the Sylvie, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that so I used to live in Madison, worked with the boys at JJO, if you guys talked to those guys as well. That venue wasn't there when I was there, but it looks like
it's
a
great.
Cool place.
It's great.
Is it okay?
It's great.
Yeah,
I think that was like the best inside venue that we've played.
Yeah,
yep. Like it Ever. Was the layout of it was great. The stage was spacious. Mm-hmm. Like it was just clean.
Nice.
It was really nice.
So I saw you there. You also played Rockfest.
Yeah,
up in Kadot. Is that the first festival, or have you been doing some festivals all
that
summer?
That was
long?
Actually the third, because we played Bill Street Music Fest, which is out in Memphis. And then we played the Fargo Fair. Is that, yeah, that's considered a fest.
That's an outdoor, yeah.
Outdoor, yeah. Outdoor.
Yeah.
Outdoor.
It's
a,
yeah. Yeah. It's not Rock Fest, but it's something.
Yeah, it's something of the sort. But I guess technically it'd be the second fest, yes.
Okay,
yeah. Cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, been out now for how many months?
Like a total as a band
touring around.
Oh, this
here
is our first. This is our first tour.
This is the first tour. Yeah, yeah. So mm-hmm. It's been just a couple weeks.
A week, I think. Yeah, it's a week on the dot.
A week on the dot.
You've done all that in a week.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So
we don't need sleep.
No,
we
don't.
It's just a theory.
There it is.
All right. Do we even go there? Do we ask?
I feel like now I have to ask where the name came from.
It was Googled. It was like, we didn't Google and then find Sleep Theory.
Yeah.
It was, we're in the studio and one of our buddies was like, we were trying to figure out a name for like 3 years. We went through names. It was like Monolith. There was Wavelength. None of it really fit the sound and the feel of what we were like going for. And then one of us was like, man, why don't we Google, like, have you thought about scientific words for names? And I was like, And so I Googled scientific words, literally. You can Google it right now, and it'll pull up, and it'll be like a list of, I don't know how many it is, but it'll be like a list of scientific words. And when you click the link, two columns will pop up, and it'll be like a list of a whole bunch of words on this side, a list of a whole bunch of words on that side. And everything blurred out except REM sleep on this side, like it was up here, and then theory was down here. So it was REM sleep, theory, and then like a whole bunch of different words, and everything else just blurred out. And I saw REM sleep, and I saw theory, and I was like, just take off the REM.
Right.
Just take off the REM.
Yeah, there was already, like, a band that did the whole REM thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want to do that.
I was like, boys, we're on to something.
Right.
We're on to something. Nice. And then we just ran with it, you know?
And you know what? That seems fitting. I mean, you guys meet through Facebook.
Yeah.
The name comes from Google.
Yeah.
It's all working.
And we're always out at Waffle House.
Yep.
Late night. So, yeah, you know,
hopeful sponsor.
Yeah. Shout out Waffle House.
Beautiful place.
Waffle House. It's great.
Beautiful people.
Do y'all have Waffle House out here?
We do not.
We don't.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, I'll be seeing y'all later.
What is our equivalent?
We don't even have
Huddle House.
Because it's closed.
Yeah.
Is there a Huddle House? Is that a thing?
No.
You got the Valley, what's it called?
Village Inn.
Village Inn. Yeah, Village Inn is as close as you're going to get.
We do have breakfast.
Okay.
We have breakfast. Yeah. We'll be able to find breakfast, but
what
no.
What is this place?
Right.
You've been out there on the road, Numb's blowing up, cross radio and all the streaming platforms. Are you starting now where you go out and you're starting to see people that you've never seen before? Sing back to you and like,
oh yeah,
what the hell?
Yeah,
are they come fest, up to you and they say, go, oh nuts. Hey, I know you. You're the dude from Sleep Theory. And
yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
Who, me?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Are you starting to see that more and more
yeah,
now?
Yeah, Rockfest people were like,
that's
we
the
can't
best.
Hear it, but you know, yeah. They like our team. They sent videos when we were there, and like mm-hmm. They were like, yo, they were screaming the yeah. Song.
It awesome. Was the wholesome yeah. Moment, like it was, people it was singing great. Numb in another way.
Yeah,
and I was like. And it's the best
feeling. And bye bye bye.
Yeah, bye bye bye. Bye. Yeah.
We do a cover of bye bye bye. Yeah.
If they weren't singing that, then
and I will tell you, your online presence has blown up as well. Like
yeah.
That's
yeah.
How I've found you guys out. Your online presence, Instagram and Facebook, like Sleep Theory. Because I've known the band Silent Theory, and yeah. Then like I'm like, okay, are they talking about Silent Theory? I'm like, no, this is completely different. Sleep Theory, and I'm like, okay. I gotta check this out. So then I started listening. I'm like, okay, this is a completely different Silent Theory, but I think I like this a little bit better, maybe.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank
so
you.
Definitely you're gaining traction online, which is yeah. Awesome. Which yeah. Is, you know, that's the way you need to go, because yeah, obviously. Yeah. So good for you.
Thank you. Yeah, we definitely try to have a good, try to connect with all of our, you know, fans and people that support. We're really trying to build a community, if
yes.
That's not cliche to say, but...
You know, I mean, people use that, but it is a thing.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, when you can have that, especially, you know, we'll talk about like your influences and bands that you like and stuff in a second here. But there are certain bands, for some reason, they're just bigger and have a connection in certain areas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got like, obviously, the Shinedowns and Korn's and Metallica's and Tools, whatever. They're big on a whole nother scale. But before they even got to that level, they were big in an area. And like I always say, for like here, Madison, Seven Dust and Nonpoint mm-hmm. are two bands. They could go play Lubbock, Texas and draw 100 people. They come here and they're going to bring 2,000 every time.
Right.
Like that on a Tuesday night.
There
with
are
a
people
month
in this city who have seen Seven Dust 30, 40 times.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Always.
And, wow.
And, yeah.
And that's awesome. I think they did that because early on, back in the 90s when they were coming and playing the Pigpen, a now defunct place here in town, they were there. And after the show, yes. They were out shaking the hands, building that community.
Yeah.
So I absolutely, as much as you might think like, oh, it's cheesy, I can't talk to that. It's a thing. It absolutely yeah. Is, especially in the rock world.
You for
know,
sure.
It's yeah, different yeah. With us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, yeah. You know, a lot of the, you know, I think for all of us, because we talk about it all the time, but one of the big bands that, you know, we look up to was Linkin Park. And, you know, yeah. Like they, like you would see in like videos, like when Chester was like singing certain songs, he would be in the crowd, like, mm-hmm. And people would be crying, like bawling. You know, because they had such a strong connection. And, you know, like, it that's what we're aiming for. It's like, it's not just like, oh, we're a band that's coming to town, cool, you know, see us jump around on stage and go buy our merch, buy, you know. We want right, to, so. Yeah. We definitely want to, because people send us their stories. They send us, like, you know, like we said, the videos of their kids. And you know, they say, look, the kids get in the car and they want to hear Sleep Theory. Mm-hmm. That's cool, yeah. You know.
And, correct me if I'm wrong, are you all from Memphis?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you've got the roots there. Now it's building the roots outside of that community. And obviously that's happening as the song grows and you hit the road and, you know, touring with bands like Shinedown and stuff like that. That's going to keep on happening. So you mentioned Linkin Park. If we go around the room and say, okay, this is the influence band. These are the ones that, you know, grew up on that, man, if I could take a piece from them and use it in what I do, who are those bands that you're going for?
Daniel, you go first.
I think just growing up, I'll just do one, but like my number one band has always been August Burns Red. Just I absolutely love them. And then I remember going to a show actually one time, and Ben and I actually went together, and we got there so early just to get to the very front, and we sat through like three or four bands, but we were going to stay there, and like our knees were bruised and everything. But one thing that they had on top of the music that we love is they were connecting with the people in the crowd as they played, which was like really inspiring for me and also for Ben. And they were really genuine as well. Just they got out and met everybody, and it was awesome. So they've always been kind of a top band for me.
Coming from the Philippines, probably the foreign or international band that I always listened to and my favorite was Coheed and Cambria. Probably the best. He got that high-pitched voice. Yeah. And, you know, when I was, like, on third grade, my brother always, like, played these songs to me, and I, like, started liking it. And
Welcome Home is great. I mean, we still play that all the time.
Oh, for sure. they went here, like, 2017, 2018 in Memphis, I think, for my first concert. And I was blown away. I was on the front, like just watching him, like a little kid right there, third grade. And I was like, I was blown away. And then he sang, "The Morning Will Come." I forgot what's the title, but it was a lovely song. Yeah. Nice.
I would say for me, it's all over the place. Got Seosin, got Mayday Parade. We were listening to Mayday Parade earlier. Yeah. man, Dance Gavin Dance, Johnny Craig, who else we got here? Now that, you know, I could have told you.
Of course, yeah.
If you didn't ask.
It's 20 minutes ago, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, 20 minutes ago. It's just, there's a whole plethora, you know, I got R&B in there.
I love that you guys talked about Linkin Park, though, because I actually wanted you guys to say that you looked up to Linkin Park.
Oh, yeah.
When I listen to you, I'm like, Linkin Park, God, I can hear it.
For
I can
sure.
hear
yeah,
it.
You can hear a lot of influence.
And I'm like, I knew it was Linkin Park. Yeah, but Linkin I wanted Park, you to say 100%. It. So I'm glad you did.
100%. Linkin Park. You got Red Jumpsuit Apparatus in a lot of areas. You got like, there's some 41. I could, like, it's a whole bunch.
Did I see you guys played with Attack Attack?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I love that crazy. You guys played, because I love those guys too.
Yeah, so Attack
I'm
Attack. Sure. Yeah. I could honestly keep going. Sleeping with Sirens, like, you know, a whole bunch of bands. And I could dip into like the R&B area, then I'd get to the pop. It just, vocally, my inspiration is, it's all over, man.
All over.
It's all over the place.
Yeah. I could say the same with drums. I'm all over the place. I'd say Beartooth, August Burns Red. If you want to go like completely like a different style, like Reliant K, Chris Daughtry, like those influences. Same with August Burns Red. Like we went and saw them live, and like Matt Greiner was on stage, and I was like, I want to be like that. Like he just had this smile and this presence when he was on stage, and I remember he like pointed at me like with the stick, and we actually met him afterwards, and he was like, "Did you see I pointed at you?" That moment stuck with me.
Oh, sure.
Like to this day, I'm like, I want to be like that.
Yeah.
Like when I'm getting off the stage, I want to be that connected with
look
a fan.
In the eyes, give him a point, give him a nod, just make that connection.
Well, he's doing it. Like after every show, like he'll go over there and like throw some sticks and like he'll like it. Now that you say that, like it makes sense. Like now I know what he's doing.
You can ask Daniel. Like when we met him, I thought I'd said like I had all this stuff written out. I was gonna tell him.
Sure.
He was like, "Bro, you didn't say nothing."
Ben didn't say a word.
I was just staring at him.
Big brother had your back. I spoke the whole time.
It was straight up out of body experience. I was not there mentally at that moment.
You guys should see the picture.
I look like a wax statue.
And how old are you?
22.
Oh, so this is like 10 years ago.
Yeah, it was. Probably 2015.
No, how old were you?
We're 15.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, that's what I was asking. Like when you met him, how old were you? Okay.
Yeah, 15.
Yeah.
That's still awesome.
So you have this wide variety of musical influences. When you guys all get together in the studio, how does it all come together?
Man, we literally just goof around.
A lot of. Like random,
Random.
We'd be like, okay, we need to actually get back to this.
And then we go to Waffle House. We'll come back. We co-write with our producer, David Cowell, and he's great. So we really sit down. We'll run through a lot of sounds that we are looking for, and then we're like, no, we don't want to do that. And we'll listen to something else and be like, oh, okay, that's a cool inspiration for this. Then we'll just start doodling around, and Dave will start doodling around, and we just all collectively sit there and have a good time. I think that's, like, the biggest. Like, there was one time that we were in the studio, and it was a rough week. And that's the song that I think that I know I never want released. Yeah. And I would say, like, we're going to go back to the drawing board on it, but as it sits, like, it's probably about the worst song that we've done. Yeah. It's not horrible, but it's, like, compared to, you know, songs like Numb and Another Way and all these other songs that are on the EP that's coming out here soon. Like, you would listen to it and be like, yeah, there's something that's different that's going on with this one. Yeah. And it was just because we
got... You can tell when some of the songs are forced. I mean, maybe not forced, but you can just tell the vibe on some of them.
It was definitely it was a week.
Yeah, there's definitely a balance with it, like, between goofiness and sitting down and...
And can you tell me a little bit about Another Way? Because that's my favorite. I mean, Numb's great, and it's climbing. We love that. But Another Way, like, I listen to it, I'm just like, man, that one just hits.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
It was actually the song when we wrote it. Dave, you know, he really dug into a lot of, like, feelings that he had. And then I would throw in some things. And it really just comes from, you know, the song is written when you're in a relationship with someone and you just... You are in the mindset that everything's great and everything. It's not a I hate you. It's not a you know, you suck or anything like that. It's more like you're going this way, I'm going this way, and I'm just going to find a different path. You know, it's, you know, it just comes from, you know, if someone's leading you on, you know, you let me think that, you know, we were okay, even though you knew it was too late. You know, it's like, we like to write that's very straightforward. You know, there's not much, oh, what does he mean by this, or what do they mean by that, or it's kind of straightforward, you know. Sure. Same for Numb, you know, it's pretty straightforward from what we're meaning.
Don't have to dig deep into the
sometimes you have to, like, dig in there. You're like, oh, what could they mean?
Sometimes there doesn't have to be another
sometimes you know. But, you know, in Another Way, it, in the song, it says goodness, now I'm trying to say it. Sheesh. What was the lyric?
Look at me. Oh, no, second verse, first verse.
No, the first verse. It was, I can feel it when you come around. You can say a lot, but never make a sound. So, you know, it's, you feel that energy. You know, you're in a room with someone and you're just kind of like, they won't say it, but you can definitely feel it.
Yeah.
It's that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So.
No, I felt it for sure when I heard the song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We feel that every day when we come to this building.
For real.
Don't worry, the coworkers don't listen to this. We're fine. I'm talking about the ghost, too. This used to be a funeral home. It's haunted. So
for real.
Is that what I saw?
Real.
I was probably, yeah.
Well, no, you're still alive, honestly, so probably not.
Yeah, for real. No, this building has its history, for sure.
Basement, super haunted.
Lovely.
Yeah. I never experienced.
We usually say that when you're leaving, but.
Yeah, not in the middle.
Yeah, we're here now.
Fell right there. So I was gonna see if you're gonna stick around or not.
Yeah. We're here. I mean,
now you're here forever.
By the way, this is it. Awesome. So, did you have any more questions? I was about to wrap up, but
I think. Well, that's a great way to
end it. Be like, this is it. We're done. No, man. I mean, it was. You know. It was funny because obviously as the guy that puts the music on the station, I'm always getting emails from everywhere and, hey, check this band out. Hey, what about this one? Hey, can you give more plays to this one? You know, it's always that kind of stuff. But it's always coming from labels. It's always the labels. It's always the promoters. Hey, this one, this one, this one. I think within the past 4 years that this station has been alive and kicking, that you guys are the first band that it's been listeners sending me, hey, have you checked out Sleep Theory? One was on Facebook, and I think one was just through the app, or I can't remember. They send me messages everywhere. Mm-hmm. But it was two different listeners that, like, I didn't know them from, you know, on first time I met you, that just sent me a message that were just like, hey, have you heard this band? They're And I checked, you know, and I was like, okay, yeah, I saw the emails from the label, mm-hmm. and I'm like, cool, okay, I'll get to, you know, put in the pile with everything else. I'll get to it at some point. But then all of a sudden I get those messages and I'm like, well, I gotta check this one out. And I did, and I said, well, damn. So you talk about the community, you talk about growing that.
Yeah.
It's already
people
growing.
Know you.
Yeah. 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 It's crazy because on our TikTok, Instagram, like I live in an apartment complex and I'm really cool with the girls up front. And they get on the TikTok lives and whatnot. And then one time she got on there and we were like, yo, you guys want us to tease the music video, yada, yada. And everybody was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And we were like, if anybody says no, even as a joke, we're not going to do it. And then the girl at the front office, she messaged, she was like, should I say no? And then everybody, like, nearly jumped her in chat.
Oh my God.
Like, they were like, we're not doing, like, even in the TikTok comments, like, on other videos, if anybody says anything, like, there's, like, a plethora of people that will, like, jump these people.
We're just we don't gotta do nothing. Like, yeah. We just gotta sit
crazy.
Back.
Oh my God, like, it's pretty funny, you know. But it, yeah, we're really trying to build that community for sure. Yeah.
It's, you are. Really cool. I mean, it's you're trying, but you are. Yeah. So congrats. For that.
Thank you.
So it was just very cool to see that for me to get the ball rolling. Anyways, like again, I get pressure from all sorts of places that I a lot of times have to kick them back. But when it's the people actually listening to this thing that are saying, hey, what about this band? That's what perks my ears up, you know? Because that's what matters to me. And then it was quickly like, okay, I listen to it, I put it on and go, yep, let's roll with this thing. And it's been great response.
Yeah,
so.
It's been really cool. What's really interesting, you know, to myself, and I'm sure to all the other guys, our TikTok, well, our Instagram numbers, like we're almost to 10,000 followers. Mm-hmm. But then you look at our engagement on like posts and things of that sort. And then you look at other, you know, Instagram influencers or bands and things of that sort, they have more followers, but the engagement that we're getting is the same amount of engagement that these other bands that have like 20,000 followers or, you know, this many. It's insane to see that, like, you know, even though we have under 10,000, like those 9,000, they're engaging. Yep. You know, it's not
quality,
like 50,000. Yeah.
Quantity.
Yeah. Yep. And so like it's cool to see that. It's really, really cool to see that.
Are you on Threads yet?
I am.
I know. When did that happen?
I don't know. When Threads was like released the other week, I was like, let me try this one. It's just like Twitter.
I guess we need to try that. Yeah.
We'll try it out.
It's just another social media. And I'm like, oh, I'm tapped out, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same as all of them.
I'm not really using it. I just registered for it.
So I mean, it's already Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and, you know, OnlyFans.
It's already dead. Nobody uses it.
Yeah. Already.
Only Feet, you know, too. You know? Feet Finder.
Oh, I see what that alias is for. Yeah. We got it now.
We're on all of it.
You got it. You got
it. Casey West. Here in the building. The one and only.
Well, hopefully, Casey West and the Sleep Theory Band can come on back here to the Quad Cities and rock with us, because we would love to have you guys. Yes. I mean, it's awesome that you're here, that you're talking with us, but I know the Quad Cities is already into you, so we would love to have you back here at some point.
Yeah.
To bring it.
Thank you for having us here, man. Yeah.
Casey West would love to come back. Casey West speaks in third person.
That sounds right.
As he should.
As he should. Casey West.
Awesome. Sleep Theory. Appreciate you guys.
Thanks, guys.